So Don Orlando, our producer, was talking to me about common inconveniences, things like, you know, how when we used to have phones like that, the phone cord would tangle up. Like, how can they not fix it? But there was one thing that he brought up that I thought actually was really good that I hadn't really thought about. But now that he says it, it's like, yeah, what are we doing? And it has to do with your kitchen, everybody. And when you're in your kitchen, do you sometimes go and get flour? And what that, just the other day, you know, the little flour bag was ripping.
Oh, yeah. The flour puffs out of the bag, even if it's not open. Somehow it makes it through the folds and puffs out and gets all over your cupboard.
Exactly.
And even if you take the flour, like I've got canisters, like old school canisters from the 70s that I got from my parents' house. All the flour doesn't fit in it.
It doesn't work.
So you put what you can in there, and then the other part sits in that terrible bag that where the flour puffs out.
Right.
So and that's very inconvenient and annoying.
So I don't know like what kind of mechanism it needs to be, or if it needs to be a better
Bigger canister. Maybe they should make canisters that hold that much. And then I've got another flour question.
Yeah.
Does it go bad? I mean, I know you can get like bugs in it and stuff, like little flour moths or
something. Right, but if you have it sealed up.
But like, I'm pretty sure I have not purchased flour in probably a decade. It's the same flour.
You think
flour.
It's the same for 10 years?
Because I used to make, you know, cookies and things like that every once in a while, but I don't think
I've haven't done it.
No, I buy a mix or I buy the kind that you just chop off and put in the oven.
Eat it before you even put it in the oven. Well, I think you could do a little experiment. You could make some stuff with it, bring it in here to the station, put it in the kitchen.
That's a lot of work.
And we'll see what happens.
Another funny thing about flour, this just popped into my head as a crazy memory. When my brother moved to New York in the 80s, like to become famous and everything.
Still working on that.
He and his roommate, he had a roommate from Wisconsin that went with them, who insisted they buy flour for their pantry in New York City. Like they're going to. And he's like, well, everybody has flour. And they made a video showing they're off their new place. And then John's like, here's the flour that never got used.
I wonder if that flour is still in that apartment. It might be.